BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Elspeth. I'm 21. And I'm from Crumlin in Northern Ireland. You might not know this, but I've got a pet sheep called Phoebe. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, podcasters, it's Scott Mills here, and here is today's free download for Wednesday, the 12th of September. Lots of fun on this one. We send Chris to try and silence a restaurant like they do in films. My taxi driver with two sat-navs that contradict each other. More texts that I've sent Becky and Chris in complete confidence, read out on Radio 1. And more of the world's worst orchestra as we mock up the wedding of Becky and Chris. Ugh. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, where are you?
I'm just in a coffee shop down the road from work.
I know the one. And is it busy? And what kind of clientele do we have this afternoon?
It's a mixture. But yeah, it is quite busy. Fair few people on laptops and things. But yeah, cheers, mate. Thank you. Just got myself a hot chocolate.
Oh, you got your drink?
Treated myself a little bit.
Essential.
And then I'm just going to sit down.
Now, we haven't played this with you before.
No.
We call it Silence the Restaurant, or in this case, Silence the Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
It's like in films when someone says something really loudly like, "But I'm your mother!" And the whole place, which was kind of buzzing before with light conversation, suddenly goes completely silent. Yeah. Becky, do you think he's going to manage this?
Yes.
You do?
What, to make it completely silent?
Yeah.
With what you're about to tell him to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
What kind of thing do I have to say?
Is there anything you wouldn't say?
I'm happy to say anything. I mean, obviously, it has to be within reason, doesn't it?
What, not swearing?
Well, okay, I don't want to get arrested.
Cool. No, okay, right. So anything just not swearing?
Mm.
So obviously people can see in the coffee shop that you're on the phone already, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then you're going to stand up, because you're sat down at the moment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up, bang on the table, and then shout what I'm about to tell you to say.
You know, it's a small coffee shop here, that's going to be a bit awkward.
Exactly, but...
You don't have to go in there again, do you? How often do you go in there?
Every day.
They won't remember.
No, they won't remember.
So let's see if the coffee shop goes completely silent when Chris shouts out this.
I'm an adult baby!
Oh, no. No, this isn't what we...
This isn't what we want?
Well, no, that makes it personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're not.
I thought we agreed we were going to drop this adult baby thing.
Well, let's just have it for one last time.
Yeah.
For old time's sake.
Okay, if you do this one, then we promise we'll drop it.
What do you reckon then? Play along at home fun. 81199 on text, at BBCR1 on Twitter. Will Chris silence the coffee shop with this phrase or not?
I'm an adult baby!
Tell me yes or no.
Well, sorry, I've just spotted something. I think one of the bosses works here. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
I think so.
He won't think anything of it.
Let's have a conversation. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm just in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Boshing banter with you.
I'm feeling that there's something that you want to tell me.
Something that I need to tell you?
Yes.
Something that I need to tell you right now?
That's right.
Now?
Yes!
I'm an adult baby! Oh, I said that a bit loud. Okay, I'm gonna go. Sorry.
Oh.
Did you do it?
Oh my god.
Why did you do it?
No!
Okay, this is a bad... That silenced it.
I'm God, so
leaving now.
Oh. Oh no, it's taking my breath away.
That is so...
It definitely went quiet.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Right, get out of there immediately.
I've left already, yeah. In fact, one of the staff is left. Hang on, I'm going to move quicker.
Okay, run.
That was such a bad idea.
Oh my word.
That was...
Oh,
I regret
God.
That so much.
Oh, no, Chris.
At least you know what you're going to get written on your cup every day if you go back in there.
Oh, no. It did go silent, though. It worked.
Good. So if you said yes, he would silence the coffee shop, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. That was amazing work, Chris. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Today, just for a change, I was running late. Places to be, things to do, you know. So I decided to order a cab from my local cab company to get to Radio 1 today.
Oh, I like that firm.
You've been in them, haven't you?
I have once.
Do you remember when I turned up and I was like, yeah, I've got you a cab?
There's like 26 different types of material for the back seat.
Yeah. It's a reliable company, but not always the best cars, but it gets you there. That's all I care about. Anyway, today, the very nice man there had, and I've never seen this before, 2 sat-navs on the go. Not one, but 2. So he's got his phone set up on one of those little cradle things. That's speaking to him. And he's also got a proper full-on sat-nav in another cradle next to it, also speaking to him.
What do you need 2 for?
It doesn't fill you with confidence, does it? And I was in a rush. I'm like, yeah, I need to get there as soon as possible. He's like, no problem, I've got 2. Okay. Bearing in mind, he was also asking me at times where to go. It's like, mate, you've got 2 sat-navs. Is this the way? Is it left here? Well, you got 2. Which one are you going to believe? The trouble is, they were contradicting each other.
But then it sounds like he actually needs 3, so that if 2 of them contradict each other, the 3rd one steps in and he goes with that.
I was getting so frustrated in the car, but I thought, I'm going to try and record it. Now, the quality isn't great, because I'm sat in the back of the cab, and I'm stealth recording here, so if I move any further forward, he's going to know, because I'm literally putting my phone over the front towards him. And at first, I think he thought, is he taking a picture of me? What's he doing? I just wanted to try and get clearly what was happening. It's not that clear, but have a listen. Here is the man and his 2 sat-navs. Can you hear the Can you hear the other one? It's really quiet, the second one, but it's telling him to turn right, the first one. The second one, turn left, also in 200 yards. What do you do? He's like, is it left, right? I'm like, I don't know! He's just confusing himself. Listen to this one.
The thing is, you're only in that cab for, what, 15 minutes? He's got to put up with that all day.
The second one's always about 2 seconds behind, and it always completely contradicts the first one. Brilliant. I really hope I see you again, taxi man.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Okay, a quick reel or no reel. Slight problem today. Obviously, some of this stuff is made up, some of it is actual facts, but the voice of authority, Chris Smith, off the news, is reading out the facts today, and you believe everything he says, because he's news, so it could be a bit trickier for you today. It's real or no real? Some made up, some absolutely true. Are we ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Cheese is the most stolen food in the world.
Well, I would steal it if I was a thief.
But there's, I would say meat, because that's more expensive, isn't it?
I'd say fruit and veg, just because it's, I think, easier to do, isn't it? Quit pilfering.
Melons?
Yeah, I'm going to say that is not real, not true.
Can't just stuff a couple of melons up your top, can you?
No, you shouldn't be stealing anything.
I'm not saying I am, I'm just saying...
So cheese, the most stolen food in the world? What are you saying?
No.
No, what are you saying?
I'm saying not real.
Yes, that is real.
It's real.
Oh.
Make sure you keep a score, please.
I'm doing that now.
Don't cheat. And your next fact, or is it?
Timmy Mallett was a successful amateur boxer and almost made the Olympic squad for the Games of 1984.
Timmy Mallett, can you imagine him being a boxer?
I can.
Actually.
He saved someone's life once. I'm going to say yes.
I saw him get quite rowdy at a student night once. The way he waves that mallet.
Is that mallet still on?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm saying he did used to be a boxer, yes. Real.
That is no real.
Oh, but it just seems so likely, doesn't he?
You're getting them all wrong today, Chris, so I'm going to go the opposite to you and get the points.
Okay.
Next.
The ancient Romans invented the doner kebab.
No.
They loved a doner.
Doner.
Kebab.
No.
I'm going to go yes. Romans love a doner.
That's the shaved meats one, isn't it?
That's the shaved meats?
Yeah, no.
The shaved meats.
That is no real.
Oh, yes. At the end of that round, what are the points?
Becky gets 20, I get absolutely nothing.
Oh, gusset.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're on every day, 1 till 4. And this is the awkward bit where my personal, confidential texts, and sometimes is it emails as well, get read out on Radio 1 by my friends here, Chris and Becky. Yes?
Yes.
I don't know why you're smiling. It'll be your turn soon.
No,
I've got
right.
some brilliant ones. Oh. Don't think I haven't saved them.
I like to think this is a great insight into the real Scott Mills.
Well, let's find out, shall we? So, what happens here? I just play them through again?
Mm-hmm.
You've got these voiced by somebody?
Yes.
Yep. Well, okay. We needed someone that sounded like you.
I'm in Spalding. I'm not sure how I got here. 1 minute I was asleep in London. Next I've woken up in Spalding.
Name that man, Scott.
That's former Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear. What's he doing on?
He was reading out texts from you. He was very happy to oblige. Thank
he
you,
was
Mark.
The first voice that we could think of.
When did he do this?
This morning, about
did
1 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear.
Wow. My favourite thing that he ever did was this.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear. If you suffer from asthma, stick around for the next 20 minutes or so. You could be in for a few surprises.
We used to play that on air quite a lot.
Anyway, back to your text.
People with asthma were waiting and it never happened. Okay, let me hear it again.
I'm in Spalding. I'm not sure how I got here. 1 minute I was asleep in London. Next I've woken up in Spalding.
This is weird. It must have been some kind of club gig that I was doing. In fact, it was, because I did go to Spalding a couple of months ago. And what a lovely place that was.
You're correct. You text me from Spalding, and that was the text I got.
Yeah.
Funny
smell
night.
On the way there. No, when I got there, it was a funny smell.
Was it your Scotch eggs?
I don't know. It might have been.
That's my insight. I was getting another quick insight into real Scott. Is how many Scotch eggs you consumed in the car on the way to Dundee the other night.
Aha!
A double pack of Scotch eggs. No wonder it smelt when you got there.
That's right. All about the Scotch eggs on the road.
I was like, how does Subo cope?
You've got to keep your energy up.
I can't wait to hear how he's going to say the next one.
I'm on double pork today.
Was that your two pack of Scotch eggs? What does that even mean?
Who did I send that to?
Me.
I'm on double pork today.
I don't even know what that means. I guess it must be one of my crazy diets.
Did you have sausage and bacon back?
Possibly.
I think that was it, yeah.
Double pork. Next.
Tried to text you, but it won't go through. How does that happen on TV? Me looking young, I mean. Smiley.
Oh, I always send that. That's to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite a standard one. Next one.
Still won't load email. Says error. Is it possible someone can have a look at it before show today? Password is Zoe Ball.
Now, this is an insight into you, because all your computer passwords are always... former, like, 80s and 90s stars, aren't they?
They are mostly...
Radio 1 DJs.
They're sometimes Radio 1 DJs, and they're sometimes sometimes pop stars from the late 90s, yes. Mm. So, luckily, my password isn't Zoe Ball anymore, but it was only a few weeks ago. It wouldn't really be hard to guess my password, to be honest.
Now, this next one is my favourite. Quite often, like normally, the one that doesn't speak comes up with the ideas for a show, but every now and then, you try and chip in with a few of your own gems. And
this is
one of them.
I like to chip in now and again.
Don't you think it would be brilliant in terms of listen, watch, share to have Rihanna, Pixie Lott, Tiny Temper, Peter Andre trying to devour a massive amount of food live on webcam? Think of how many people watched randoms running on a treadmill. It could be on Radio 1 too. And we could cross back to them and see how they feel. I would watch that, wouldn't you?
Oh.
I think it's something we should bring to lunchtimes. Watch now on the website as Nicki Minaj eats her biggest lunch ever.
What are you doing?
What time was that sent? We need to check that.
That was in the daytime.
Was it?
Yeah, during the day.
That wasn't a 2 a.m.er?
No. Watch now as Nicki Minaj
eats her biggest lunch ever.
I'd quite like to see it, to be fair, mate. Like,
to be fair, I still think it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know?
It's definitely one for the list.
We should definitely try and action that at some point.
Wow. I mean, the one that doesn't speak is often used to getting ideas on email at 2 a.m. when I've been to a gig. But that if that was an 11 o'clock job, was it in the morning?
Yeah, you want Carly Rae Jepsen eating a massive sausage roll?
I would watch that. Come on.
Tiny temper and a 6 foot sub.
It's not been done. Next.
Where my keys? Where my phone? That's right, I've mislaid my phone. So you can get me on this temporary number.
Don't read it out.
Put your name so I know who you are. Smiley, smiley.
That happens all the time. I'm like, who's this? Mm.
How many temporary phones have you had?
Well, I had that one recently, didn't I? Which is, well, you can play Snake on it and that's it. You can't really text. Or it takes ages. That happens a lot.
Call this lady. Good bum bum contact.
What?
That's
who
to
is
you.
That to?
That is to me, yes. Do you want to explain that one or not?
Well, you were after a contact for that lady, so I thought I'd share it with you.
Explain it a bit more, right. Or are you happy to?
No, there's a theatre show called You, Me, Bum Bum Train, which is funny.
Oh.
And I just abbreviated the name of the theatre show to that, but it sounds worse than it is.
Call this lady Good Bum Bum Contact.
Completely out of context, that. Oh, God, what's this? Okay, next one. Go on, Mark.
She is a fembot programmed to the ways of a London media woman. There are many of these.
That was to you, Chris.
Who's that about?
I was talking about a fembot. And he actually sent me, at the time, he sent me a message back going, saving that one. I was like, what do you mean saving that one? And then I realised.
Who are you talking about?
I can't say. There's just a fembot that we know.
It is, yes, she is.
Programmed to the ways of the London media world?
Woman.
Right.
You know, like typical, media women.
Mm. Yes. Am I like that?
No, you're not like that. But this one is programmed, like, she's a robot. She's a fembot, and she's programmed, like, if you turn around, sparks come out the back.
And whilst we were with her, he sent me that text.
Yeah. Right.
Just typical, you know, fembot. Next.
I added my plumber on Facebook and he ignored me. Now he's coming back to fix something that he did in the bathroom before. What should I do? Should I say anything? Awkward. Love you.
I love it when you message me for advice.
I added a plumber on Facebook. What?
No, this is an email. Now, sometimes with yours, I can't tell if they're ones that you're forwarding from other people or
no,
just
I don't...
copy and paste from Twitter. Or whether they're ones that you've actually written. So I'm still to this day not sure if you added your plumber.
No.
Or whether someone else did it and it was a dilemma for some...
I think it may have been like a tweet that I've sent you from a listener.
Right.
But now it sounds like I've done it.
Yeah.
I think that's just something I've forwarded on.
I added my plumber on Facebook and he ignored me. Now he's coming back to fix something that he did in the bathroom before. What should I do? Should I say anything? Awkward. Love you.
No, that wasn't me.
What would you do?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
What did you do?
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. And there we are. That's the end of the really painful Chris and Becky read out Scott's texts and emails that were meant in confidence. Thanks, guys. Can't wait for it to be your turn.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All of my tweets and all of the texts so far today about all the innuendos on the Great British Bake Off last night. Now, do you remember a couple of weeks ago I said that they were banned from Innuendo Bingo because they're doing it on purpose? But now I'm in two minds because there were some brilliant ones last night.
Yeah, you can't ban it. Last night was pie night.
I know.
How can you do that?
Let me see your pie, etc. Like, we can't ignore those, can we? Can we?
They had to present them for inspection.
I know. And I said it was banned, but I might take that back by tomorrow. You never know. Today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I've got a pet sheep called Phoebe!
Elspeth?
Yeah?
Why a sheep as a pet?
I've no idea. Do you know if whenever you're younger and you go with your school to, like the petting zoos? Well, I went when I was 6. Ever since, I always wanted a pet lamb, and that was kind of why...
So you went to the petting zoo one day when you were a kid and you were like, I want a lamb.
Pretty much, yeah. I want a lamb. And then when I was 18, I made friends with a farmer's wife who is sheep. So Ruth gave me, like, one of her lambs that was just, like, a pet lamb. So I basically had Phoebe since she was 6 days old.
So you don't even live on a farm?
No, I don't. I live in the countryside, though, so we have a bit of a field beside us. Like, they don't really stay in the fields. Like, they run around our lawn and sit at the front door and sit beside the car in the shade and stuff.
So is your sheep like other people would keep a dog?
Pretty much. Well, like, Phoebe's really weird because she's so petty, she's used to her own name. So whenever you call Phoebe, she comes. And she's just an absolute agent. And if you leave the back door open, she just runs into the kitchen. You just have to keep the back door constantly closed on her.
I've got a photo of the sheep right here,
Phoebe.
Yeah, just chilling in front of the door like a dog would.
Do you have like a cat flap or sheep flap?
No, that would be so cool though.
Yeah, from the size of Phoebe, that would just be a door.
Yeah.
She's not getting through a flap.
No, she's not. I mean, to be honest, she was small. She was like you were able to kind of hold her. There was no way I could lift her now because she's just like this big fat thing with loads of wool around her.
And does Phoebe do things that dogs do? Does she fetch?
Right, okay, this is going to sound really weird. We have like another sheep to keep her company called Hannah. And Hannah plays football.
What? Hang on a second. You've got a sheep called Hannah that plays football.
She headbutts the ball, honest to goodness. Like, my brother's outside playing football and she's just, like, going mad and just running around and hitting the ball, like, around the yard.
Is this not Britain's Got Talent worthy?
I don't know if they'd like Simon Cowell, I think, but they realise they're too good for him.
I'm sorry, a sheep that headbutts a football, you need to enter that immediately.
But the thing is, right, there's no Britain's Got Talent in Belfast, so I would have to, like, be transporting the sheep about.
It'd be worth it. Look at Ashley and Pudsey, worldwide megastars now.
Do you think the Queen would like my sheep?
Yes, I do.
Great question.
If you had a pet, what would you have?
A monkey.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I'd like a monkey butler. I'd like a little monkey that goes and does things for me. Like, I can just send him out.
They steal off you, I told you before.
I could send him down to the offy.
One stole my Snickers. What would you have?
Oh, we've had this conversation before. I'd have a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Because that's the only animal I could share a bath with.
Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you.
You too.
And I'm sure there'll be other people out there with sheep as pets, Elspeth. You're not the only one.
I'm not.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, we had a brilliant idea. Like those restaurants, those fancy ones that you see all over the world where they have on display as you eat your dinner, like Brian May's guitar signed, or Muse's jackets from their last tour. You've seen all that before. It's been done. What you really want to see is what the stars get up to at home. Like their electrical goods. For instance, when Muse go to get some I Can't Believe It's Not Butter from their fridge, Matt Bellamy's getting that out. Would he have that?
I thought he would use a soya margarine.
He'd be soya. So Matt Bellamy's getting the soya margarine out of the fridge. You'd want to see that fridge, wouldn't you? Imagine going on a date. You'd never run out of things to talk about. Yeah, there's that old sandwich maker owned by Alexandra Burke. That kind of thing. So Chris tried to call Deborah Meaden yesterday and sell his idea of the White Goods Cafe.
Isn't she a bit busy doing Dragon's Den at the moment?
She is, but she's always got time to talk. She's our fave. But would she invest? That's the question. So he pitches the idea as a business venture. How long did he manage to pitch it for with Deborah Meaden before she had to go? A, 1 minute 50. B, 3 minutes. Or C, he managed to sell the idea and she invested. Jonza!
I reckon it's B.
What?
I reckon it's B, Scott.
You reckon it's B, 3 minutes?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a long time. That's a lot of Deborah Meaden's time.
Oh, well, I'd be all right with it.
But I don't know. Where are you at the moment, Jonza?
I'm in Cornwall on the tractor.
On the tractor in Cornwall. Okay, right. Prepare yourself. This is for 20 Scott Mills points. Have you noticed the amount of points has gone up lately? Good, isn't it?
You're just being more generous.
Yeah. What are you saying?
I am going to say A.
So 1 minute 50 for Becky. Jonza on his tractor says 3 minutes. What do you think, A, B or C?
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out as Chris calls Deborah Meaden.
Hello?
Mrs. Meaden?
Speaking?
It's Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hello.
I should have known. You're the only other person who's ever called me Mrs. Mead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which do you prefer, Mrs. Mead or Meaden?
Meaden.
Meaden, yeah.
Yes.
I loved you on Dragon's Den.
Loved?
I mean, like, I watched the last one. It was really good.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
You know the Hard Rock Cafe?
Yes.
I thought I could set up a cafe that's decorated in celebrity memorabilia, a bit like the Hard Rock Cafe, but not just with any old memorabilia, specifically white goods, such as
Tiny Temper's toasty maker or Freddie Flintoff's fridge?
Right.
I just thought people would rather see Tiny Temper's toaster than they would, say, Brian May's signed guitar. It's just more interesting seeing how they lived and stuff.
Chris, have you spoken to any of your friends about how interesting this would be?
No, don't worry. You're the first person I called. No one else has got this.
Right.
And good news, I've got hold of the old fridge freezer of Suzanne Dando, that old gymnast.
Chris, I guess my question is, do you think anybody would actually think it's a good place to go? Would you go to a cafe that was surrounded in a load of scrapped white goods?
Well, this is why I'm coming to you. I would have...
It's great to hear that you've got a business idea, but I don't think this is the one. I'm not sure this is going to work. So thank you very much for calling me, but not for me, I'm afraid.
If you're eating your dinner, just imagine Tom Jones's dishwasher, other side of the room.
I'd rather not. Thanks. Bye.
Oh. There we are. So the correct answer was A. Sorry, Johnza.
Ah,
Becky gets the points.
Yes.
1:50 he kept Mrs. Mead on the phone for before she had to go. She didn't really like it, which I was quite surprised about.
She didn't say bye.
I like this bit.
Not for me, I'm afraid.
If you're eating your dinner, just imagine Tom Jones's dishwasher, other side of the room.
I'd rather not. Thanks. Bye.
Ooh, a bit rude. She's a very busy lady. This is, I think, where it started to go wrong.
You're the only other person who's ever called me Mrs. Mead.
Well, which do you prefer, Mrs. Mead or Meaden?
Meaden.
Yeah. After all, that is her name.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we don't know who this orchestra is that we played yesterday. I don't think it's the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. If it is, good luck to the XX.
Mm.
Now, I want to do a little test, actually, with you and Becky, OK, Chris? Becky?
Right.
Right. Imagine for a second that you two are married.
Right.
Oh, God. And congratulations, you've had a child.
Oh.
What have you called
cool.
it?
Cool. What are we going with? What do you like?
Chris Jr.?
No. If I had a child, I'd call it Maximus Aurelius.
No, you wouldn't.
And that is why we will never get married.
So...
Why? No, you wouldn't, though.
I would.
Not really.
Yeah.
That poor child.
Right, he's called Maximus.
Okay.
No, Maximus.
Yeah. So little Maximus is performing, I take it.
Sorry to anyone who already called Maximus Aurelius that may be listening, but I think it's a bit of a
don't mean to offend. So your child, Maximus, is about 10.
Yes.
And it's a very proud day for you two, as a married couple, because your child's school orchestra recital is today, and it's the first one you've ever been to.
Right.
Very proud parents. So you filed in to the room, the big room, where they're on.
What instrument is Maximus playing?
Well, you decide.
Ooh. What were we saying, trumpet or...?
Tuba.
Tuba.
Is that too big for a child?
I think, it swamps them a bit, but I think you could manage it.
He's got big lungs.
Yeah, Maximus Aurelius has huge lungs for the tuba.
He's abnormally strong, Maximus, as a small child. He can lift the tuba. I can imagine it.
So you're both, you've filed in to the concert venue, ready for the recital. Remember, you've got to sit there and look proud together the whole way through.
Okay. We're only together for the sake of Maximus.
Yes,
we would have
are.
Split up a long time ago had he not been on the scene.
That's true, you're doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
So, the lights go down.
Mm.
Everyone goes quiet. And the recital starts. Look proud. Look proud.
Don't laugh.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here they go. Dad!
Sorry, I'll be quiet. Maximus! You legend! What a lad!
Can you believe that was all in one show? Lots of meaty goodness again tomorrow on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from the Radio 1 website. Or if you can, listen live weekdays on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.